In visiting with the people, it seems like one of the major issues is property taxes. We in the legislature have made a lot of attempts over the past few years to try to help minimize the impact that property taxes are having on people. For instance, this last budget, we actually increased to $12.5 million for the Educational Foundation or integrated student aid payments. And we, as a state, are now providing over 70% of the funding for our local public schools. When I first got in the legislature, we were only looking at about 30% coming from the state and the majority coming from the real estate taxes or property taxes. So when you add up the totals for education funding and also for social services we took over and many other things that we've done over the past few years, you're looking in this last biennium of about $1.3 billion to help keep your property taxes low. Another thing that the Republicans are proposing is an infrastructure program that would provide $280 million for non-oil county townships, cities, and counties. And that, in my opinion, is a very significant program that could help with our infrastructure and also provide some property tax relief for the locals in trying to address those road issues.